101.9 KISS FM, Maui's best mix of yesterday and today. It is Wednesday, December 30th, and normally we do our good news story of the day right now, but today our good news is a person. It is this week's hometown hero and someone that I'm very close with. I don't know why, but no, but I am. And her name is Deanna Davis. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning.
It's so nice to have you in studio.
Nice to be here.
You know, all I can say is it's about time that you win the hometown hero, because I know, like, for the past, gosh, I can't even tell you how many months, but you can. You've been very involved in organizing these drive-through food distributions, especially in the central Maui area, and you work with Maui Food Bank, King's Cathedral, Community Services Program. What compelled you to do this in the first place?
Many months ago, I became the chair of the Labor Community Services Program.
Oh, okay.
And that's how I got involved with a lot of the nonprofits. So Oahu called and said, hey, we're doing this on Oahu. You want to spearhead Maui? And I was like, oh, yeah, of course.
When was this, March or April?
Yeah, 10 months later.
Yeah.
No. But, you know, I was raised to always give back. You can, even if you cannot, in some way, shape, form, whether it's money, whether it's time, whatever you can do to just give. Don't take. Just always give.
And well, you know, I think a lot of a lot of who we are today as people stem from who our parents were and what they did. My mom just passed away, and I know that her legacy would be, you know, to live life like the Lord would not want you to live it, right?
Yeah.
So your mom, Penny, right?
Penny
is a very giving person, right?
Yes.
And always has been.
Yes. Yes. Auntie Penny, yes.
Yes, Auntie Penny, right.
Yeah.
So are you still doing this, or is it all POW?
Still doing it. Just this week, because of the holiday, for Central Maui only, we're taking a break. But we start again next week, Thursday on the 7th.
Oh, okay. So every Thursday you're at where? King's Cathedral?
King's Cathedral. We actually started it off at UPW with about 240 boxes, and then we caused the traffic jam. So Maui Food Bank contacted King's Cathedral because it's central, it's big, and it's just a really great system. And then their volunteers there are amazing. So it's working out perfectly.
Well, I know you've also been on social media quite a bit, crying your eyes out. because the need is so much and it's overwhelming. Yeah. Is that the reason, or that you just wanted to get people to, you know, get off their butts and help?
Yeah. See, you're going to make me cry. No.
Oh.
It's, you know, for this past 10 months, it's been quite overwhelming. It's very rewarding, you know, giving back, but to see the suffering.
And there's the lines of cars are so long. I mean, from 5 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah. And when we have to turn away cars, that's when I, like, oh, you know, and then I, you know, I'm not a selfie person and I'm not a video person. Mm-hmm. So luckily you got like my full face and not just my eyeball.
But you know what? You're real, you're honest, and you spoke the truth, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know another thing that you've also been doing is helping with school lunch delinquency.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Okay. So a few years ago, I should say several years ago, I actually experienced myself where, you know, I'm working 3-4 jobs, single mom at that point in time, and trying to make ends meet. Of course, I'm making enough, but now I don't qualify for free lunch, right? So you have to pay this kid's school and whatnot. And sometimes you're so busy, you forget. And one day, my child said, Mommy, I didn't get to eat because I didn't have money in my account. And
I lost my
marbles.
No kidding.
So fast forward today, Angie Liu, another realtor, she, I saw she had a post. And she had done like her own little fundraiser. And she had given a school towards their delinquent lunch accounts. And I was like,
what a great idea.
Do that? Yeah.
What a great idea.
And I just got inspired. Yeah.
And that is your giving self again. And then also Women Helping Women, you are quite involved with that organization.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was part of the Labor Community Services. And when I was chair of Maui United Way, and thanks to my husband and thanks to all the unions and just the whole community, we had gotten together and we did a shelter renew, $150,000 remodel on their shelter that was much needed.
And nice.
Yeah. And so I'm always advocating for them.
I know you're doing so much, but is there anything that those in the community can help you to help others, can do to help you?
I would say if you can just give what you can, like nothing is too small, like nothing is, even if it's just your time or if you can advocate as well, you know, maybe you don't have time because you're a school teacher at home watching the kids or whatnot. But if you can advocate in some way, you know, tell your friends and family, you know, if they can go down and help and donate to all the nonprofits, really, you know, because they're all struggling. You and I and everybody is struggling, but especially the nonprofits. So I would say that, you know, if they can give whatever they can, monetary or food or their time or in any way, just advocate.
And I know your list is probably long, but is there anybody that you want to say thanks to?
I know. Yeah. I'm like, no, I don't need to be recognized.
I'm sure your husband, Polani, has been doing quite a bit.
Yes. Yeah. And he's taking over and watching the kids when I go, and he brings home ice because we take down coolers, and he brings me, you know, hand sanitizer and whatnot. And but I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank Pacific Media Group, Maui Health Systems, and my daughter, Ashley Correa, my sister-in-law, Aulani Della Torre, and Daryl Fujiwara for nominating me. That's so sweet. But I'd really like to thank all of my heroes and all of my sheroes that are, they come out every week out of the goodness of their hearts, and they volunteer and they just do it because they just want to give back.
Deanna Davis, this week's hometown hero, thank you. Mahalo. Salama po. Thank you so much. And congratulations for being this week's hometown hero.
Just make me cry.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand, but I still need